Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to your show, Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham, a member of the Let's Truck team, and thanks so much for being here today, you guys. Being healthy is the best decision you will ever make. It's worth it. You are worth it. We're going to talk more about just being healthy. We're going to be talking about the whole person here, okay? So whether you're just venturing on this road for the first time, or you've been at this thing called Healthy Living for a long time, welcome. We're so glad you're here. We are here to support each other, learn from each other, celebrate accomplishments, and hold each other accountable, whatever you need. So we get moving right away. So remember, we take your questions, especially today. I want to hear from you guys what you're doing out there. Okay, but, you know, also if you have a challenge you want to talk about, you know, so many people, too, are on you know, the no grain, no sugar, and are venturing into 2 and 3 weeks with here. If you have any questions with that, press 1. Brittany's working with me today, and she actually is doing the no grain as well, and she might be even better versed to share any ideas with that. And maybe we'll bring her on here and have her share, you know, how it's been going for her. So, first of all, I hope everyone just had a wonderful and a safe holiday weekend. You know, I apologize for not saying last week leading into the weekend. Just a huge sincere thank you to all the servicemen and women and all their families out there. And just we value you and appreciate you and for the others lost, for sure. You know, and to think about it, today, you know, this is actually a good show to share that because we are going to be talking about service and giving back here. When Lisa was in town this spring, a few of us got together and kind of powwowed over our favorite Rock and East Salad. It's a restaurant here in Ohio that we just love, and got some takeout and sat down and chatted about the show. And, you know, just grateful for what it's becoming, and that's because of you guys, you know, just kind of steering the direction, and that's what we were hoping for because this is about you and it's your show. Okay, so I always want to hear things you guys want to talk about, what you think's important. So we'll put that in there. Getting better at planning things out a little bit more and, you know, working a couple months out and being just a little bit more proactive, just like we're all doing about our health, right? So anyways, we talk about health in the show, and you know, heck, our show is called Destination Health. And, you know, whenever we think about, you know, losing weight or something like that, we think health. But there's just so much more to that, you guys. There's so much more to it. So we're always striving to be about the whole person because there's so much within our lives that affects our health. But we also talk about, like, our well-being and how we just feel as a person in general. So when we look at our shows over the course of, say, a month, we want to touch on nutrition, exercise, wellness, and what we call self. So we are calling that news. So you get that? Nutrition, exercise, wellness, and self. And our goal is, with Brittany's help, because she is a writer, to, you know, start branching out and doing some more informational things, like a once-a-month newsletter or stuff like that. Because there's always, you know, we're all into about learning and sharing. So that's just the next piece. So looking at self, today we're chatting about doing good is good for you. And, again, this would be an area that, you know, we might just not realize the impact of this because it's hard to measure, you know, like when we talk about health, there's easy things to measure. There's, you know, the scale, there's, you know, numbers out the wazoo, you know, your cholesterol, your blood pressure. Those are easy numbers to measure, but you know how you feel isn't easy to measure. How your stress level isn't necessarily easy to measure, but the impact of that is just as huge as any number you have on the scale or like I said, the blood test results and so forth. So, you know, I was so grateful to be, my experience through working with the Let's Truck team, with so many of you through Let's Truck and beyond that. And I'm so afraid I'm going to forget somebody here, but I'm just throwing out some of these groups that have just impacted everything for me with, you know, thinking about health and the community that we have here. But we got the Truck and Runners group, the Heart Smart Highway group, Rolling Strong, Tom at Road Tested Living. We got the Trucker Solution group, and, you know, there's Ride and Roll Cycling. And like I said, there's just so many, and I apologize if I forgot somebody. But you guys know it. You guys are some of the most kind, good-hearted, hardworking people there are. That's the community you're a part of. So when we focus on getting ourselves healthy, you know, that's pretty much a me kind of thing we do, isn't it? You know, that we are so focused on ourselves when we're doing it, what we're eating, how we're moving, how our clothes feel, how we look, how we feel. That's a me thing. You know, we know that that benefits our family and those around us so much. We do it. You know, a lot of people say, you know, you have to do it for yourself. And, yeah, that is number one. But, you know, family is my motivator. You know, the ripple effect, the example of eating healthy, wanting to be there for them, for my kids and my husband, be there, you know, be able to do your work the best you can. That's the ripple effect of it. But for the most part, you know, dieting and eating healthy, I mean, that's a me type thing. I'm sure with you, I've been a pretty much a lifetime dieter forever. And when I really got a handle on it in like 2007, I worked on the weight thing first. You know, that was my focus. And what you guys, I'm sure, found too, if you went down the same path, is that you start feeling good, so you want to do more, and so you do. You start walking, and that's what I did. I started walking. And I can remember every bit of that. And then I started running. And I had one of those key moments, and you guys might have had this, you know, several times, like different things in your past that just stick out. And for me, I was reading Runner's World magazine because, of course, I thought if I was going to be a runner, and I felt like a better runner if I read Runner's World magazine, which is a great magazine. But I read an article on a guy who was battling leukemia. So I can picture the article to this day. It was him, it was his wife and his child. That I can't remember, because there were one or two children, but they were actually like sitting by a pool because I think he actually ended up doing triathlons. But that time, it was like the second time I had seen something about team and training. So that's what it was. It was an article in there about team and training. And team and training is a division of the Leukemia Society. So we train and participate in endurance events, you know, huge cycling, 100-mile cycle rides. They do hikes. They do half and full marathons, triathlons, so forth. But we raise money for Leukemia Society. So I called, and perfect timing. They were starting their training for their spring season. So I signed up for the Disney Half. They were doing the Disney Half in January, and it was September at this time. So I had to raise about $3,200, and, you know, I didn't think a whole lot about that. It just, you know, that's what I had to do. But what I remember was feeling that I had the very next time I walked into the gym, and again, this is one of the things that I remember. I walked into the gym, getting ready to get on the treadmill, like I had done before, and I was petrified. I had this feeling like, what did I just do? But at the same time, that was a stronger feeling was of being for something bigger. I was no longer going to the gym just to get some miles in or work out for me. I was doing it to make a difference to someone else or to something else that was bigger. And you guys, it changed my life. And that is one of the things that you cannot measure. And the rewards back to me back then, you know, it's come back a thousand times. I've been fortunate enough, and my family's so supportive that I've been able to do about 8 events and coach with team and training since then, as well as some of my kids. And as a family, we've raised about $20,000 for Leukemia Society. But the point is, and the point of the story and the show is, because all you guys right now are probably thinking of something that you do that speaks to your heart, that gives back to you, that has that, you know, does good for others, but it gives back to you. And that's the difference you guys are making out. Now, press 1, please, talk with Brittany. Share with us what you do, especially because of the work you guys are in and you're on the road. How do you do it? How do you do it, the things that you that mean something to you, that fills your life by doing good for others? You know, ironically, today, just answering the phone, you know, for work, I was talking to Robert, and he mentioned this weekend we had to go off to, I believe, Wisconsin to get a truck. And I said, are you getting a new truck? And he said, no, I guess he's actually a volunteer fireman. So I'm like, how cool is that, you know? So it was neat to learn something else about him. Because, you know, I know he's a driver and he works Monday through Friday, but then to hear he's a volunteer fireman just filled my heart. So again, press 1. Please share what you do or maybe something you've seen that other people do. And I have, you know, some other things I want to share with you about that. But then, so some statistics before we pop into some calls, and I bet you guys will be shaking your head, nodding your head at this, okay, about doing good and volunteering, and I bet this will be of no surprise, okay? So, number one, and think of this, think of the time that you volunteered or that you were able to give back. Volunteering makes you feel better, physically, mentally, emotionally better. You just feel good. People who volunteer, they actually manage their stress better. They feel a stronger connection to their communities. And this is a community here, you know, the Destination Health Group here, our Let's Truck community, you know, Trucker Runners Facebook page, the Trucking Solution Group. These are communities of people that band together and, you know, the power of people, what they do. So in all of the pathways, we take to good health. Being a volunteer for something or giving service actually makes a meaningful difference, okay? Number three, I was reading, doing good for others, that was, like I said, helps stress less. And less stress is more important component of staying healthy. We can do a whole show on stress. We actually did with meditation and mindfulness. The benefits of managing your stress, and I cannot think of a more stressful job sometimes being on the road, you guys, and you humble me about that. So how you guys do that is fabulous, and this is just another component, another piece that you can do to help manage that. The core component of good health also is to have a sense of purpose and meaning in your life. You know, sometimes we just say, gosh, you know what? What are we doing? So, you know, sometimes you need to get out of yourself to find that, to find that meaning. The satisfaction that comes from assisting people in need drives that sense of purpose. And that sense of purpose just helps create that sense of well-being and health. Again, it can just be a sense sometimes where you just feel at peace that everything's okay. Volunteers say they feel that they have control over their health. They're a little bit more proactive. They're actually engaged healthcare consumers. Engaged people make better healthcare choices, decisions, and that is all good. I was reading a thing here that they did a group of study of people that in the past 12 months that they had did. They said about a quarter of the people who have volunteered in the last 12 people say that volunteering has helped them to manage a chronic illness. So sometimes when you're dealing with an illness yourself, again, then turning outward to help someone else kind of gets your focus off you and off your problems. So physically volunteering and getting active takes your mind off your own problems as well. My mother is 81 years old, and she was burnt as a child back when she was seven, I think in 1941. So you can imagine the treatment back then for burns and just all she went through. So it wasn't until about 12 years ago, you guys, then she now volunteers at our Akron Children's Hospital here for burn people. And what that, being able to see that from the outside, what that has done for her is priceless. I'm sure all you guys can think of somebody in your life that you look at, that you see doing that, and you know what it does too. So on top of that, and we're talking about service too, but there's other kind of things. Like Brittany reminded me, it's true. My mother actually donated blood. Her first goal was the amount that she had been given for the year she was in the hospital. She donated all the blood. So you don't have time. There's stuff like that. So we'd love to. Brittany was real involved with blood donation too with the Red Cross. So I'd love to hear you guys about that. You know, are you able to do that on the road? Are there Red Crosses or what? So please, 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 press one and share that information so we can get the word out. Volunteers, and this is true because sometimes we think we don't have enough hours in the day. And so when the heck are we going to volunteer? But what we find, and this is true, and you guys might find this, busy people get more things done. So if volunteering is important or doing good is important or finding a place to give blood is important, you're going to find the time to get it done. And again, if that's not something that you have in your life right now and it's something you think you want to do, you know, let's get some conversation going and find different things that people are doing. And I know you'll find a way to make that happen. You guys have a lot of business skills out there that you do. And that's what these Facebook groups, I love where everybody shares things that they do. Just in that, that's what's great about the Facebook group. You know, somebody puts a question out, and then others are always there to help. So like I said, you guys are some of the most giving, hardworking people I know. So to wrap that up, we said volunteering stands out as an activity that has all the right stuff. For a long time, the hours and resources that you guys contribute through volunteer efforts makes all of us better. You know, the community's better. It's just all good. And coming back it up, it just makes us feel better. So think about that. It's such a great component about who we are as people, as healthy, well people. And I'm going to hop over here and talk to Tom in Massachusetts. And then I'm going to come back because there's some really, really good things that you guys are doing that you might not know about. So let me pop over here to Tom in Massachusetts. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kim. It's a pleasure to be on today. Thank you very much. This is actually a topic that's kind of near and dear to my heart, and I actually wrote some blogs on it last year for my website as well.
Wonderful.
So, out here on the road, a lot of people may think it's hard to volunteer to donate, but if you stop to think about it, it's not necessarily as hard as you think. The Children's Miracle Network donations that you can do, that's just $1 or $5 at various truck stops and warehouses. There's various other charities that sometimes will be doing bake sales or things like that at the truck stops. Nonprofit groups, the Association of Christian Truckers there on I-70 out near Brownstone, Illinois, where you can stop by and volunteer some time and things like that. So there's a bunch of places out there where you can find it, where if you just do a little thinking and creativity, you can do it. And then there's various groups, like Truckers United for Charity, Truckers Charity, among others, that are more trucking-focused groups, the St. Christopher's Fund. So, there's a lot of different things out there, but the charity that's kind of near and dear to my heart is Make It Happen USA. That is a bone marrow and stem cell registry group. They're based out of Colorado. Rick Ash from Trucking Solutions, a group, introduced me to Christina Schnazy, the founder, and she's got a heart. Well, she's a leukemia survivor. She's got a heart for trying to find donors for other people. And they came last year to the Great American Truck Show in Dallas to raise awareness and to swap people to try to find potential donors. And they will be back there this year over at the Health Pavilion to do that. And this is something that's really easy for drivers, a way that can have a lot of impact, because you sit down, you get a little bit of information, they take a swab of your mouth, and then they send it off to the national registry. If a match is found, which could be weeks, months, or years down the road, you'll be contacted to, say, would you like to donate? Are you still able to donate? They'll walk you through the process. But this is a way that you can save a life. And I know I was talking to a friend last year, and she was saying, "Oh, I so hope I get chosen as a donor for a little kid." And I goes, "It doesn't matter if it's a kid or no. I really hope it's a little kid." No, it doesn't matter, because what if
right.
that's somebody's parent? And as soon as I said it that way, you could just hear the, "Oh, I never thought of it that way." But this is a way that, because Christina says, not only are you saving a life, you're saving an entire family and in a way in a community. So that's just something simple you can do. But if you want to get more involved, the testing is very expensive because it's a DNA test they have to do for genetic matching. And, they can always use donations of money. They always need volunteers to help either with swapping donations. Actually, for those who are runners, the Insane Inflatable Race is going to be in Denver this year, June 13th. And if you want to run the race, you can run the 5K race. Proceeds will go to help support Make It Happen USA. Or if you're not a runner and you're going to have a layover in Denver, they need volunteers to help with the race. So if anyone wants to learn more about that program or what they're going to be doing at DATS, you can email Christina at ican@makeithappenusa.org. And, she's a sweet person, really has a passion to work with the trucking industry to get these, to help basically find donors. And she just has a really enthusiasm, a passion for drivers and improving our health on the road. And it's just an overall incredible woman. Also at GATS, there's going to be a blood drive. So you were just asking about how drivers donate on the road. And a lot of it is, there are mobile, I've seen different truck stops will have these mobile units show up. Sometimes trucking companies will sponsor them, or you can go to the Great American Truck Show. Carter Care will be there all 3 days of the show, which is the 27th, 28th, and 29th of August at the Dallas Convention Center. And you can go in there and do that. There's going to be all kinds of free health screenings as well. And you know, that's another way drivers can kind of help out or volunteer is you can find a cause you believe in. You know, I have a passion for driver health, and I was at the right place at the right time to meet some people from Randall Riley who put on the Dallas Truck Show, who A, wanted to improve the truck show, but B, wanted to work on driver health. So I basically volunteered, and those of you who kind of follow my website will notice I haven't been doing a lot with it lately, or Facebook, and that's because basically for the last 2 months, almost every day I'm on the phone several hours a day doing stuff that has to do with gas at this health pavilion. And actually, I have to say, Kim, I almost forgot to call in today because I was working on the health pavilion. So you're giving me a much needed mental break. But I mean, there's so many ways that drivers can help out on the road. It's just a matter of thinking out of the box a little bit, because, you know, when you think of volunteerism, you know, I know some drivers who are able to get home on a regular basis to volunteer with their son's scouts troop or Cub Scout troop or things of that nature.
Right, right.
But a lot of us that are on the road on a regular basis, you know, we have to look at different ways of volunteering, like Operation Roger or, you know, Truckers United for Charity or some of these various groups that are out there. Or, you know, if you don't know of a group that's out there, you can kind of go and create your own group or create your own opportunity, kind of like I did with the truck show. You know, the members of, you know, Rick Ash and the members of the Trucking Solutions group, you know, we're all teaming up on this because we have a passion for drivers' health and improving the industry, and felt this was a good way to do it. So, you know, if you don't see an opportunity, go out and make your own. But, you know, there's a lot of things that drivers can do out there to do it. And there's also going to be a whole bunch of charities there at the Great American Truck Show talking about what they do. So, you know, if you have an interest in trying to help others, you know, this is a great way to do it. And I don't think about it as, you know, the positive benefit, you know, you said. And if I'm honest, I can see a lot of it. But the thing is, I just do it because it's the right thing to do, and I enjoy it. And it's just
it's so simple
to me. I just enjoy it. And the other benefits, they're there, they're great. But, you know, the one thing Linda Cathy and I often joke about, the more you seem to get in driver health advocacy, it seems like the less healthy you are, because you get so focused on your meetings and this, that, and the other thing, you forget that you're supposed to take care of yourself. And, you know, that's
yeah.
something we are regularly reminding each other to do.
You know, Tom, it's so true because I had written this down for a thing. I just read this yesterday, too. You do have to be careful of not overcommitting. And a lot of times you start going that way because you see what a difference it makes, and you want to do more and more and more. But this thing I read yesterday was just neat. So you fill in the blanks. It was, will this blank leave me with enough energy to be the blank I want to be? So, for example, will this volunteer position leave me with the energy to be the wife and mother I want to be? You know, will this assignment leave me with enough energy to be, you know, whatever I want to be? So it does take, I do encourage people to maybe start slow and be careful because, yeah, you don't want to lose yourself in the meantime because you care so much about it, you know?
It is so extremely easy, and actually a word that I've had to work really hard on over the last several weeks and months is that word no. And it's amazing how hard it is, because somebody comes to you and they have this great idea and you know it's going to help you, one of your causes, or it's going to help you with this, and it's going to help you with that. But it's yet an additional either time commitment or money commitment or whatever it may be. And at a certain point, you know, and this is something I have to keep reminding myself, I'm only one person. I can only do so much. And at the end of the day, you know, as much as I want to be able to do everything, I'm not Superman. And that's a hard thing to remember. And, you know, but really, like I said, is the biggest thing I have to say to anybody who's listening out there, there's a lot of opportunities out there, drivers, to get involved, both in the industry and otherwise. And Facebook's a good way to find out about it. You know, if anybody wants to know more about some of the stuff that I talked about, because I knew I'd throw out a ton of information there, they're more than welcome to email me at roadtestedliving@gmail.com. And I'm more than willing to answer any questions, you know, about any of that for anybody.
You know, it would actually be great. It got me thinking, and I bet Brittany would be a great one to help me with this if we can get some type of document together that everybody can collectively, like, add to it, too, that, you know, I don't know, where we keep it posted or download, that if somebody's looking for something, they can at least get a little more idea, like you had said about the, and I want to get that email address for Christine. And Christine, I'm just wondering, I'm sorry, I'm kind of regressing a little bit, was that the organ donation? Tell me what the donation was with Christina at the
ICANN. With Christina, it is actually the bone marrow and stem cell registry.
Bone marrow.
It's basically, and it's not even the old-fashioned bone marrow donation that most people think about, which is the complicated kind of painful procedure to take it out of your hip. Most bone marrow donation today is actually done by stem cells, which is not mm-hmm. much more complicated than a blood donation. It just takes a little longer.
Right.
And the thing is, you know, some numbers that are kind of amazing is you basically have, at best, a 1 in 500 chance, if you need a stem cell donation or bone marrow donation, of finding it in your own family, at best.
Yeah.
That realistically, it's worse. If you're certain minority populations, I know I'm going to get some of the numbers wrong, so please forgive me. But if you're at Latino, it's less than 10% of finding a match. I think it's African-American is under 5%, Asian is around 3 to 5%, and Native American is less than 2% chance of finding a match right now in the U.S., and less mm-hmm. than about 20% of the U.S. is registered, compared to between 60 and 70% of most of the European countries. So it's one of those things is if you're in certain other parts of the world, you've got a pretty good shot of finding a donor. If you're in the U.S., it's iffy. And Christina was fortunate enough to have a young woman who happened to be a match, and she started this organization to basically give back. And, you know, this is a way where, you know, just hearing her story, some of my family history, it was like, you know what, this is the right thing to do. And the best part is it's simple to be a donor. I'm registered. I haven't been called on yet. I may never have. But what I can do is encourage others to do it. And, like I said, the entire process to register is probably less than 5 minutes. If you are chosen as a donor, that is a bit more involved. But like I said, it's compared to what it used to be, it's relatively simple, relatively painless, and it's just a way you can really give back, and it's more than leukemia. There's actually some research now that is showing that these stem cells may be used to possibly cure lupus, possibly MS. There's a lot of exciting research that is coming out of it. And, you know, and actually sometime, you know, Christina would be a great one to have on the show to talk about this because she's got a fascinating story. And I know I don't do justice to a lot of these facts the way she does. But this is really, like I said, this is something that if somebody really wants to have the potential of a lot of impact, this is just something very simple that you can do.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to hear if that's something we can even do virtually than anybody could do to register. So, yeah, that'd be great if we could reach out. Say her email one more time, would you, Tom?
Sure. Christina's email is ICANN@makeithappenusa.org, which oddly enough is really simple. I can make it happen. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
and that's just a really, really cute email. But like I said, she's a great person. Her website is makeithappenusa.org. And like I said, she's a great person. This is a great cause. And the important thing is through this whole process, if you are selected as a donor, there is no out-of-pocket cost to you. That's one of the important things because there are some registry groups where you may, for example, have to pay for the test to register. This group has decided, no, we're not going to do that. They're picking up all the costs. So, I mean, this is one of those things where it couldn't be simpler to register than the way they have it set up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll have to get some more information out to everybody about that. Tom, thank you so much for coming on here. And I was so grateful I saw you were out there because I knew you were just, because you're so active and this is so passionate that you want to do, it just speaks to your heart. But make sure you take care of yourself out there, okay?
I'm doing my best. Actually, my pants and I had a conversation earlier today of saying, you got to get back on track. So, when your clothes remind you, hey, you know, you got a little off your eating plan, you got to get back on track. But, you know, that's one of the things is out there is, you know, just not everybody, you get active because it does help your mind and it does help your soul a lot to be able to help others.
You're right. Tom, you are such a good soul, too. I'm so appreciate. Like I said, you know, I've been blessed by the people I've met, and you're one of them. So thank you so much.
Thank you much, Kim, and I hope you can make it to GATS this year, too.
I know. Sorry, I still don't have an answer yet about that, but hopefully soon. I hope to see you guys down there as well, too.
That sounds good. Take care,
okay.
Kim. Thank you very much.
You too. Be well. Thank you. Okay, guys, again, I'm just going to encourage you, press one, tell me what you've done before or what you want to let people know that's out there that we can do as a collective community to make a difference. But in the meantime, I'm going to grab Brittany here because while we're chatting, she's an idea girl, I'll tell you. She's always looking to see what to do to help people and ideas and just gets excited. So I got Brittany to come on board here and share with some of the ideas that she's been thinking about. Hey there, Brittany.
Hi, yeah. Hi, you're really talking me up.
No pressure.
Yeah, right? Well, yeah, as you know, I was listening to your talk, I was thinking of ways that drivers on the road can help in small ways, but that make a big difference. And one thing is around Christmas time, there's always opportunities to adopt a family, you know, and be able to provide them with a Christmas or, you know, whatever they're celebrating and make it just that much more special. So that's one thing that's always available around the holidays. Another idea I had was writing letters to soldiers. You know, when Jeffrey was at boot camp, we saw the great impact of, you know, all the letters that we wrote.
Right.
You know, not everyone has six siblings and two parents and, you know, all the support
right.
that, you know, he's lucky to have. So, you know, getting a letter from someone out there who supports them and, you know, that encouragement could make all the difference in that, you know, that person's day and in their life. And another thing could be something as simple, you know, paying it forward, you know, buying coffee for the person behind you, holding the door open for someone, you know, helping someone to load groceries in their car, things that, you know, some people may come back and say, oh, they're just free handouts, but, you know, it's making a difference in someone's day, making them smile, and, you know, it could turn someone who's having a really bad day, make it really happy, and then they go forward and do that to someone else. And, you know, just small changes like that are what can make, you know, the trucking industry a much better place. And those are just a few small things that, you know, people can do here or there and that just makes a great difference.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be big, big stuff. I love the idea, like you said, that about the, you know, even the coffee for the person behind you, you know, or something in the truck stop that you could do for the, you know, driver next to you or something. There's got to be some great stuff. You know, I love that letter to the soldiers thing because, you know, that was so big when, you know, when we had more soldiers over there as well. But we still do. And I think it'd be kind of cool if we had a place that people could even send, you know, maybe write and send to us that we can, you know, send off or find something like that. So,
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, with how many veterans that we have in our tribe, you know,
yep,
they could definitely be great advocates for that. And it's just something you could, you know, write a letter while you're sitting or, you know, waiting to be loaded and, you know, the letter's done and you just pop it in the mailbox. And, you know, it'll make such a big difference.
You know what, I wonder if anybody out there knows to pop in, but there might just be a certain address, like you said, while you're on the road, if you could write and just, if we knew this address, you could, there's got to be a central address where these can go to. So it wouldn't have to come to us and then out, ship out to everybody else. But, you know, so keep that simple. We'll have to find that out and get that out on the website. Good idea. Good idea. Yeah, so what else? There was, tell us about the wine, because I know you sent me a little note here about that. Because I said so. Tell people what that is.
It's Because I Said I Would. They are it's a small nonprofit organization in Northeast Ohio that it's a social movement dedicated to the betterment of humanity. And what they encourage is making and keeping promises that you make. And so they have these little cards that you can request from their website that you just write on there, because I said I would, you know, you write your promise, like, you know, I will write a letter once a month to a soldier or something like that, and you keep that with you, and it helps hold you accountable to your commitments. But I know they have, if you go to their website, which is becauseisaidiwould.com, they have a tab that says you can donate, you can request cards, you can contact them for volunteering opportunities, and if you're not in Northeast Ohio, which probably not a whole lot of people are, they do have a link for, or you can request things you could do out of the area, such as even just requesting promise cards, and you can leave them at a truck stop or, you know, with one of your carriers or people that you drive for. And that can just help, you know, strengthen humanity as well to, you know, hold it, be accountable to your commitment and help make a difference.
Yeah, and that was cool. And that was just a move that started, that had something to do with his father, didn't it? Do you remember that story?
Yeah, it's a younger guy in his early 20s. His dad, you know, is dying of cancer, and the last thing that his kind of dying wish to his son was to always be accountable and hold up to your commitments. And he really took that to heart and started this nonprofit organization to kind of spread the word of people being accountable to their commitments to be a better person. And, you know, one by one, you know, better people in the community, that really grows, you know, just like attitudes are contagious, commitments and what you promise yourself, you know, those also make big differences.
Yeah. To do the things that we say we're going to do. Yeah, I thought that was such a cool story. And a lot of times, you know, what made me think of with that is that you think that isn't a movement, you know, because it's just something simple and it was personal, but yet this guy took it and made it bigger. And it made me think, which one of the brothers or sisters did you take with you to go up there?
No, I took Allie. We went up to, they have a small store, and, you know, right outside of Cleveland, and their promise cards, they send them batches of 10. So we just sat there and counted out stacks of 10. Of these cards and, you know, tied them together. But just doing that for, you know, an hour or two was, you know, how we could help the movement to, you know, keep a promise to improve yourself and your family and then your whole community.
Yeah, that was cool. Well, thanks, Brett. Those are some great ideas, really great ideas.
Oh, cool.
So let's just keep building on that one. Okay. Well, thank you. Let's hope we're going to have people pop on and talk to you and bring them on here. So thank you, Brittany. Okay, you guys. Well, you know, it got me thinking. Brittany was talking about that because I said I would movement. When the team was out in Oregon, team was out there doing some planning, and Kevin had put a challenge out there to create. He was talking about creating a movement and what that could be, like do something like in 24 hours. So I thought that was interesting because we don't think that we can create a movement that fast. Like we had to sit down and plan or do something like that. But it doesn't have to be hard. It can be something that is important to you. And I know every single one of us can think of something that is important to you right now, something you would like to see change, something you would like to, you know, make a difference in. And it might just be letting people know it's even there, you know, getting the word out. Create a movement with that. You guys are all creating a movement of better health and wellness among the truck driving industry. And that ripple effect is huge. And that goes farther past what you even see. And I constantly think of the families at home that are changed too by just drivers getting healthy and they come home. And it's that health legacy you're passing on to people that see you, people that you care about in your world. So think about that. We're going to wrap up the show a little bit today, but I want you to go away and challenge yourself this weekend to at least be mindful of and just some quiet time and think about what is important to you, what speaks to your heart, and what you might want to do. And it might be a simple phone call to somebody you haven't seen in a while, and you just want to say, hey, I was thinking about you, and something. It's truly that simple, and go from there. I'll tell you what, if you look up quotes out there about giving back, about service, about volunteering, there are so many, and every one of them, it will just speak to you. A couple of them I have, and again, it fits with the whole exercise, the whole health thing, is there is no exercise better for the heart than reaching down and lifting people up. Another one we hear a lot is we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. And, we get so caught up sometimes in making a living at things that we forget. We put that on a back burner about what we can give. So I just challenge you this weekend to look at that. And I actually have somebody else that wants to talk here, so I don't want to end too soon. Because this is a show I could go on and talk about forever, because this is just means so much. And you guys are, like I said, so giving. So let's just build on it. This is another one. Mahatma Gandhi said, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in service to others. You know, when we're so caught up in things that are going on in our life and in our world, the craziness, the best thing you can do is step out of that and see what you can do for someone else, because there's always somebody in need. And you know what? A lot of times it's somebody that's not, there's somebody that it's not obvious. You know, so just be aware. Have those eyes out for the people that are in need, okay? So we're going to pop in here. I'm so grateful here to Bo in Texas for popping on and saying that he wants to share something. So welcome to the show, Bo. How are you? Oh, wait. Oh, sorry, Bo. I'm, like, screening calls again like I was today. Hang on. I do this so much. Hey, Bo, how are you?
Hey, good. Is this Kim?
It is.
Now
it is.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was going to get on or not, I've just been, listening to the conversations you guys have been talking about, a lot of healthy, good things to do is, donating our time and all that and volunteering. It's about that, the talk space. I put that up on the Facebook because you said that you're going to be doing something. It kind of just struck, a thought that I had. And Talkspace.com, I know that it's not a huge thing right now, but it is an organization of therapists, psychological therapists, and all that. I'm not sure how well it really rings with this industry of truck drivers. But one thing that I do know is that there's a lot of guys that end up getting into truck driving, and they have a whole lot of, other goals and a lot of times with those goals, they got a lot of regrets, so I'm really excited about this mode of therapy, and I mm-hmm. just wanted to share it, because it's helped me and my family, with some hurdles and all that, and I know that it's very helpful for the people that could use the therapy. It's just we're always out, gone away, and it's hard to, get in and actually express yourself, So if we're able to do it through pen and paper, or rather through keyboard mm-hmm. and mouse, they've got an app on the phone as well. So it really helps out there. So,
Bill, I was so grateful you shared this today, because it was something I had not seen before. And to me, this is priceless, I think, especially for people that are on the road so much. I'll share with you. I mean, personally, myself, I had I'd always looked like I would always want to, always wish I would have gone like had a relationship like with a counselor or something to talk about stuff,
sure.
talk with somebody that's outside of your your closing, right? So never ever happened. So I'm not sure if you're, you know, like, we're in the process of moving now. We're moving our family, and there's a lot of stuff going on. And for the first time in my life, the week after Easter, I sought out somebody to talk to that was a counselor that was at an, I don't know, just felt like it was non-threatening, or I wasn't, you know what I mean? It was honestly the best thing I'd ever done, because you got their expertise that you might not even know you need. And, it might just be about how different people think of things or stuff like that. I even asked her, because since we're moving, I'm like, do you do anything like over Skype or, you know, phone? And that particular one doesn't. But I thought, how valuable would that be? And then here you are. Right. Sharing the site.
Hey, well, I'm glad. I'm glad that that it makes sense for you. You know, for you, but
oh,
but it should. I mean, it should make. It's just like what you're saying. It's very valuable. It's just. It's mind blowing. I was thinking, you know, for the longest time, I've been hoping that something like this would come out, and why not? You know, even Skype. You know, and I've talked to other therapists as well, and they're just like, oh yeah, well, we just don't do that. I'm just like, oh, my God, you guys are missing a huge, need. And I think that, that on this, you know, we're really dealing with, these people that expertise, just like you're saying, not only expertise, but they can, you know, they can, I think that it really condenses the amount of energy into therapy, you know, that really needs to occur, you know, to be able to communicate. So this really breaks up the... the monotony of going in and sitting on that couch or whatever, you know, and have to sift through your words, because you can take as long as you want to be able to write in your journal, copy and paste that right in the subject body and send it off to them. And then they reply to it.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool. And it's that whole thing that I wish I would have known earlier, and it's that whole thing that you don't know what you don't know. Like, you don't realize that maybe something you're thinking, like, is this normal, or, you know, is this, you know, just how you might perceive things, and that that there is a knowledge out there about just even human development and the way people interact and different stuff like that that you don't even realize. And,
you know,
I'm
sure you could agree with me that there's a ton of books out there that go over the topic of self-help and, do a great job of educating us, you know, but there's always that disconnection of not being able to have someone to actually bounce your ideas off of your understanding. And so I think that this does a pretty good job at a very affordable rate, you know, for the majority of us that are out here. We can do it, you know. So anyhow, I just want to share that, and I'm glad that it reached you.
And it is an interesting, I mean, you know, first time in my life going, and I think it's priceless. I just think it's all part of the whole wellness package, to tell you the truth. You know, like I said, we talk about health and money for gym members since we do this and that. This is whole piece of the whole wellness and self puzzle to make a complete person, you know. So.
Well, I hope
it'll
help. Yeah. I hope it'll help some people out there, you know, surely.
Yeah.
You
know what?
My family, so.
Yeah, these might be some good people to get on the show, too, and just talk more about what they offer.
Yeah, that would be awesome, right? Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah,
thanks,
Bo. Thank you
so much. I'm
going
to stay in line. Okay. All right, bye.
Okay, have a great weekend.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, I thank Bo for coming. And, again, that is called TalkSpace. Did I get that right? TalkSpace.com. Take a look at it, you guys. They have, try it out and just see, I thought that was a great resource, and like Bo said, I mean, somebody filled a need out there, and for those on the road or those at home that don't have the time or don't know where to go, so forth, just give that a shot. Again, it's just part of the wellness and self package that make a better you, okay? So we're going to wrap up, and I thank you for being on the show today. I think we could go on and on with this, and I want to hear more about what you guys do out there. You are, again, such a huge community of people that can make a difference, and you do. So just share that. And next week, what we're going to do next week, Jeff was actually sick today. Jeff Frostwell is the gentleman I met at CMC, and I shared this with you before. He's a bodybuilder who is an over-the-road driver, who does competitions, bodybuilding competitions. He actually placed in the top three in his master's division and weight class last week in Saskatchewan, Canada, and he's sick, but he's anxious to be on here next week. It's the exercise part of our news, and we're going to learn about more about how he does it on the road. And you guys, he got into this because his passion is to help drivers be healthy, and he knew he had to walk the walk, and he committed to it, and we are so grateful he's going to come on and share more about that. So the one thing I want to share with you guys, too, about the Facebook page for Destination Health, there are two out there, and I know it's confusing, and this is what we're going back to. I had first started at Destination Health on Audio Road Network, and it's a page where you can, it's a group, okay, where you just, it's a closed group where you just, you know, submit to be a part of it. We have brought on a wonderful social media person, and we created a page, and that's just where you like. I'm not feeling that one as much because I want to be, and you guys can post on timeline, I want the group where you guys, where we can share stuff and just get conversation going, more conversation going like there. So I apologize for the confusion with that. Hang with me while we get that going, and Bill help build that for me. Twitter, let's truck help. Come get us on Twitter. You're going to see more more activity out on there now that Steph is working with us more. Facebook page is Heart Smart Highway, Road Tested Living, Truck and Runners, Ride and Roll Cycling, Let's Be Meditation Eden was fabulous. Go out there, get involved, and you'll just feel more of this community out there and keep learning, okay? So thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you have a great weekend. If you're home, if you're on the road, be safe. Know you matter to us. Your health and wellness and whole person matter to us, okay? So until next week, keep learning. Keep connected with like-minded people. Keep moving. Be committed to you. Be that leader out there that I know you guys are because you're here on the road, at home in this health journey. So be healthy, be fit, do the hard work, do good for someone out there this weekend, okay, and beyond, and master this journey to health. I appreciate you guys so much, wish you well, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye for now.